African Voice News, your global link.
IBA dismisses claims of barring political campaign songs. Economists say Zambia's economy in May shows signs of recovery. And Ebola spread in DR Congo deeply alarming, MSF warns. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has clarified reports circulating on social media alleging that the authority has banned political campaign songs. IBA Director General Webster Malido said that the authority has no jurisdiction to ban songs in Zambia. Mr. Malido, however, stated that the authority's mandate is to regulate broadcasting services. It guides broadcasting stations on content aired on their platforms to ensure compliance with broadcasting standards and applicable regulations. In this regard, the authority has issued guidance to all broadcasting stations on the airing of election-related content, including political campaign songs and any political advertisements, said Mr. Malido in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Malido added that broadcasters are to ensure that political content does not promote hatred, division or hostility or unverified allegations, but instead promote responsible issue-based political discourse. The authority has reaffirmed its support and guidance to broadcasters in promoting peaceful and credible electoral discourse during the election period. Citizens First aspiring Lumezi South Member of Parliament, Zelipa Chisulo, has promised to provide free farming inputs to farmers in the constituency if elected in the upcoming August polls. Ms. Chisulo said agriculture remains the backbone of Lumezi South's economy, particularly in groundnut production, adding that her leadership will focus on empowering local farmers through direct support initiatives. Speaking in an interview with RTV News, Ms. Chisulo said she will introduce what she described as seed funding aimed at helping farmers purchase quality seeds and sustain agricultural production. She further said that as soon as she becomes a member of parliament, every farmer in the constituency will have access to free fertilizer, adding that farmers deserve better support considering the rising cost of production. Ms. Chisulo questioned why ordinary citizens are not feeling economic relief despite the Kwacha's continued appreciation against the United States dollar, arguing that the cost of farming inputs and commodities remains high. It does not make sense for government to maintain low floor prices for maize while fertilizer prices remain expensive, said Ms. Chisulo. She added that some farmers in Lumezi are being forced to sell a 50-kilogram bag of maize for as low as 100 kwacha, describing the situation as economically unstable for rural farmers. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's economy in May has demonstrated that the country is steadily moving from economic stabilization towards sustainable growth, with agriculture, trade, monetary stability and policy reforms providing a stronger foundation for long-term development and job creation. Mr. Chisanga pointed out stability and resilience in response to the 6.6% inflation rate, supported by increased food supplies from the harvest season. He attributed this development mainly to agriculture, stressing that it played a vital role through maize production by strengthening food security, rural incomes and prospects for export. Mr. Chisanga also said the country recorded a healthy trade surplus from mining and agricultural exports, while foreign exchange reserves remained strong, supporting exchange rate stability and investor confidence. The Bank of Zambia's decision to lower the policy rate reflected confidence in the inflation outlook and provided support for business activity and investment, said Mr. Chisanga in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He added that the debt restructuring and continued engagement with international partners has also contributed in enhancing Zambia's economic credibility. Mr. Chisanga, however, noted challenges in the energy sector, stressing the need for energy supply constraints as well as mining productivity and exposure to global commodity and climate-related risks.
Mezi's economic performance has shown some substantial impact, except when you look at the key economic factors. One, there is a strong trade surplus, which is speaking from the mining as well as the agriculture base, where we're also seeing that the performance for this particular month has shown a number of good variables which we have resulted also into some of the key economic actions that we are able to see.
Rehabilitation works on the Kalonje Kate Road in Kanyama Township under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, have advanced. The works are being done at a cost of 700,000 kwacha. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said the 600-meter road project involves graveling, grading and compaction. Ms. Mwamba said officials from the Council's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development inspected the site to monitor progress and ensure the works comply with required engineering standards and specifications. Once completed, the works will improve accessibility, strengthen the township road network and enhance mobility for residents, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. The council has emphasized its commitment by rehabilitating and maintaining township roads to enhance connectivity, improve access to essential services, and support socio-economic development in communities through CDF.
The 600-meter road project involves graveling, grading, and compaction. Once completed, the works will improve accessibility, strengthen the township road network, and enhance mobility for residents. Officials from the Lusaka City Council's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development have inspected the site to monitor progress and ensure the works comply with required engineering standards and specifications. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to improving road infrastructure across the city.
In African news, the rapid spread of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has created a deeply alarming situation. The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, has warned. Speaking 2 weeks on from the outbreak being declared by the World Health Organization, WHO, MSF Deputy Director Dr. Alan Gonzalez said never before had so many cases been recorded so soon. His comments came as WHO head Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus visited the eastern Congolese province of Ituri, the West Hit area, to oversee virus containment efforts. Coming up shortly, Japan Defense Minister denies militarism and criticizes China's huge arsenal. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Japan's defense minister has rebutted Beijing's claim that his country is engaging in a new militarism, criticizing China for its military expansion and lack of transparency. Speaking on the last day of a defense summit in Singapore, Shinjiro Koizumi argued it was actually China and its huge arsenal of weapons that was of serious concern to the international community. His remarks were some of the most pointed yet from Tokyo in response to China's repeated criticism of Japan's military build-up under Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has clarified reports circulating on social media alleging that the authority has banned political campaign songs. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's economy in May has demonstrated that the country is steadily moving from economic stabilization towards sustainable growth, with agriculture, trade, monetary stability and policy reforms providing a stronger foundation for long-term development and job creation. And the rapid spread of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has created a deeply alarming situation, the medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, has warned. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiropa. Stay tuned.